You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, real gross domestic product has been the big talking point today, declined by a slightly more than expected 51% in quarter-on-quarter, seasonally adjusted and annualized terms in the second quarter of this year. It surprised slightly to the downside, given that Reuters' economy to median decline was an expectation of 44.5% quarter-on-quarter. I'm joined now by Statistician General Rusenga Maluleke and Jeffrey Schultz, Senior Economist at PNB Paribas in South Africa. Rusenga, on that 51% GDP decline, that's an annualized number. And annualized numbers means what would be the yearly decline. So when we look at it quarter on quarter, it's more like 16.4%. What's your expectation for the annual decline in GDP?
Firstly, let me greet the listeners. And of course, we rely on you as a media house to reach out to them. But let me indicate that as a statistician in official practice, you never sit with an expected number. As long as our methods are strong, solid, and that our numbers can stand the veracity of time, any number we can deal with. There were speculations and suggestions that it might go up to 45%. Some went as far as, negative 45%. Some went as far as negative 60%. But we said until we have measured, we will come back and inform the nation once we have done that. And this is what we have done. But let us touch on the two points you are touching on in relation to annualized and not annualized. One thing that we do is when you look at the figure that we made available as in 51% in the negative, it's seasonally adjusted and annualized. That is, it assumes that if should things stay the same, and if you look at agriculture, for example, which behaves differently from season to season, sometimes it's harvesting time for maize, field crops, sometimes it's growing planting time. But this one actually takes into account those things and assumes things would remain the same. Whereas in the one, the 16.4, negative 16.4, it's not annualized. What happens is that we just look at it from quarter to quarter. And one thing that we do as a country, we have maintained the seasonally adjusted and annualized as our headline number throughout time. We are one of the countries like the U.S., Canada, that keep to this. Most of the OECD countries have actually just gone to the not annualized number and go straight to from quarter to quarter. But there are industries that have contributed greatly to this negative 51%. And let us look at an industry like manufacturing. While its growth in the negative didn't plunge as high as what construction has done, it has contributed so high because it contributed negative 10.8% to this negative 51%. And it was followed by trade, which contributed negative 10.5% in this regard. Whereas construction actually plunged the most at negative 76.6%.
And I think on that point, Jeff, what stands out for you? I know for me, the sectors that raise eyebrows are finance, real estate and business services, down just 8% quarter on quarter, and personal services down just 10%, which strike me as rather resilient given the massive hit that services took due to the lockdown.
Yes, absolutely, Michael. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, there's certain government services, I think, as well that had to carry on with regards to service delivery and the like. And so I think that tends to prop up some of those more service-driven sectors. But for us, what really stood out is probably one of the most striking aspects of the GDP report today is actually in the expenditure side detail. And if you look there, gross domestic fixed investments dived 60% on a quarter-on-quarter annualized basis. Household consumption expenditure fell nearly 50% in the quarter as well. And I think what this really generally tends to highlight to us, particularly on the investment side, is investment has fallen much more sharply than GDP, as we've seen in previous recessions in South Africa. But critically, we think that it's likely to take much longer to recover in sort of level terms. We think that actually, with an economy that's faced such a collapse in economic activity like like we've seen, looking at how long it takes an economy to recover in GDP level terms, I think is probably more important here. And in the second half of the year, this is really where the activity numbers are going to be particularly important, particularly from an investment perspective, because that is one of the main reasons why South Africa's potential growth rate, we believe, has collapsed to probably below 1% today.
Jeffrey Schultz, senior economist at BNP Paribas in South Africa, and statistician general Risenga Malaleke reporting back on an historic day that saw GDP decline by 51%. If you annualize the number, if you just look at it quarter on quarter, which is probably far more valuable due to the fact that you've got this exogenous and this time-limited shock, still 16.4% indicates the extent of the damage and the urgency. We need to see economic reforms implemented in order to defibrillate the dying South African economy.